This information is subject to a disclaimer at the end of this podcast. Please ensure that you listen to the disclaimer and go to www.ubs.com for further information about UBS.
Hello, and welcome to UBS Global Research Pod Hub, a channel that shares insights from economists, strategists, and equity analysts on the pivotal questions and events shaping today's markets. I am Sunil Tirumalai, Emerging Markets Equity Strategist at UBS. Our topic of discussion today is one with material economic and geopolitical ramifications and potentially a defining partnership of this century, the strengthening relationship between China and the Middle East. I'm joined by Ken Liu, UBS Head of China and Hong Kong Utilities and Renewables Research. Ken and our team of UBS research analysts have written a Q-series report on the energy sector implications from this collaboration. A warm welcome to you, Ken. At the outset, it would help our listeners to put a context on why collaboration between China and the Middle East makes so much sense for the parties involved. What strengths do each side bring to the table? And briefly, what is the Beijing Accord all about?
Thanks, Sunil. Beijing Accord is a significant milestone to show rising influence of China in the Middle East. Saudi Arabia and Iran has experienced years of friction and a formal cutting of ties since 2016. But while in 2023 March, they announced a Chinese brokered deal to restore relations. So before the Beijing Accord, China is already the largest trade partner of Saudi and Iran, and we believe China's relationship with the Middle East can step even closer as a middleman. Such enhanced collaboration between China and Middle East is mutually beneficiary. One reason would be the complementary energy and economic structures of the two regions. For example, Middle East is rich in oil and gas resources, and China has an aggressive pipeline in petrochem production capacity expansion. Therefore, Middle East can sell more oil and gas to China and invest in Chinese petrochem projects, by which China and Middle East can grab global petrochem market share hand in hand. In addition, for renewables industry, China has a complete supply chain which compelling cost advantage and can well support Middle East aggressive renewable transition goals.
Well, that's an interesting context. This isn't the first time China and Middle East are collaborating. How is the Beijing Accord different from the Belt and Road Initiative that started in the previous decade? What kind of upside benefits do you see for the countries involved?
Well, we think the enhanced China-Middle East collaboration after the Beijing Accord is more trade-focused, and this should complement the Belt Road Initiative, which is more infrastructure-focused. So this trade-focused collaboration can bring more immediate monetization potential compared with the long-term payback periods that Belt and Road Initiative brings. Therefore, the impact on share prices can be quicker as well. For example, we see Saudi Arabia invested $16 billion in the China energy sector in the 6 months immediately after the deal was signed. On the upside benefit, we have done a quantitative analysis across four regions and five sectors. The China-Middle East cooperation could bring an additional $423 billion in annual energy-related trade by 2030. The majority of this additional trade volume comes from renewables and petrochemical sectors.
Now let's dig into some of the specific sectors you just mentioned. What are the complementarities in the power and renewable sector between the two regions that can be tapped to unlock the additional trade opportunity?
Sure. For renewables, we expect additional trade to come from the Middle East accelerating its energy transition by leveraging China's complete renewable equipment supply chain and a higher market share of China products in the Middle East. On the Middle East side, they have the world's best solar resources and good wind speed. A study done by German Aerospace Center in early 2023 suggested that the annual renewable electricity generation in the Middle East can theoretically be 13,000 times as the 2022 level. So to unlock the Middle East's potential in renewable transition, China is here to help. The key advantage of China is its complete equipment supply chain with low costs but strong technology. So for example, China's renewable and grid equipment is 30 to 60% cheaper than global competitors. Moreover, we see better technology of China compared with global peers in some areas, especially for solar, which is evidenced by the higher solar module efficiency in China.
Interesting. And similarly, on petrochemicals, where your report estimates the incremental trade potential to be $325 billion, what could lead to these market share gains?
Yeah, for petrochemicals, we believe additional trade could come from Middle East and China jointly taking market share from Europe, supported by secure raw material supply from Middle East to China, and the technology cooperation between two regions. In addition, European factories may exit faster due to ESG concerns and tight gas supply. Actually, we believe this thesis has been playing out since 2023. According to our European chemical team and UBS Evidence Lab, key chemical products from China, such as PET and PVC, actually gained global market share last year. We think this is because China has been adding capacity much faster than other regions with strong cost competitiveness. In the future, we expect the following trends to sustain. So first, increased M&A activities of European chemicals by the Middle East. Second, increased chemical plants expansion in China with Middle East investment. And third, increased Middle East exports of chemicals to Europe.
And now looking at the global impact of this growing relationship, how should one think about the impact on the developed world across the key sectors that you mentioned?
Yeah, for power and renewable sector, we believe Europe and the US would also benefit from a larger TAM for renewable operators, but less for renewable equipment suppliers given higher prices and incomplete supply chains. Whereas for petrochemicals, we believe negative impact to European petrochemical producers due to the concern of losing global market share, driven by high cost base, energy crisis, and ESG reasons. European petrochem companies have started to move production capacity to lower cost regions, and some of them have been acquired by the Middle East competitors. Last but not least, we flag that European governments may try to protect local production by subsidizing industrial electricity prices and decarbonization.
Thank you, Ken. This is an interesting partnership worth keeping an eye on in the coming years. That was a discussion on the global energy sector implications from the growing China-Middle East relationship. This is Sunil Tirumalai, Emerging Markets Equity Strategist, with my colleague Ken Leo, UBS Head of China and Hong Kong Utilities and Renewables Research. Thank you for listening in. Tune in again for more investment insights.
This content has been prepared by UBS AG, its subsidiaries, and/or affiliates, and is purely informational in nature. It is not investment research and does not contain an investment recommendation, nor investment or professional advice. It is not an offer or solicitation to engage in any investment activity, and you should seek your own financial, tax, and legal advice before engaging in any such activity. UBS has no responsibility to you in relation to this content. It has no regard to your personal circumstances or investment objectives, and receiving it does not imply any form of client relationship with UBS for any legal, regulatory, or tax purpose. This content is not intended for distribution into any jurisdiction where to do so would be contrary to law or regulation. UBS does not accept any liability over the content of such material or reliance upon any information contained herein. The views and opinions expressed by any guest speaker or third party are not those of UBS. Accordingly, UBS does not accept any liability over such views and opinions expressed by such persons. This content is the valuable intellectual property of UBS, and UBS specifically prohibits the redistribution of it in whole or in part without its prior written permission. Copyright UBS 2024. The key symbol and UBS are among the registered and unregistered trademarks of UBS. All rights reserved.